Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Okay, I know I did a poor job of explaining this concept of why AI will collapse all fiat currencies. So I'm going to take another shot at it here. And just with a note, even in my own mind, often the first time I explain a new concept is not nearly as good as the second time I explain it, because in my own mind, I further refine the thoughts of what this is. And I was thinking about this last night. After I recorded my podcast, I was thinking, man, I really could have explained this better. So here's my second attempt. Let me see if this makes sense. So the premise of my podcast here is that the rise of AI, which is the rise of cognition that costs almost nothing, will cause the collapse of all fiat currencies. And it will lead to a transition of currencies backed by physical commodities such as gold or other minerals, i.e. things that are physically on the table of elements. The table of elements actually matters here, okay? So why is this the case? The really short answer, which I'll begin with, is that AI, even though AI can, let's say, counterfeit cognition, okay, I'll use the word counterfeiting here because of its ties to monetary policy and counterfeit currency, which is fiat currency. But AI cannot counterfeit matter. You cannot get an AI system to produce gold, physical gold, or even hydrogen for that matter, or any element on the table of elements. Okay. So the existence of physical elements is something that is currently beyond the control of AI. Now, of course, I'm aware that fusion and fission can, you know, transmute elements, and someday they'll be able to feed, you know, lead into a system and it'll churn out gold or whatever. But that will come at enormous energy costs. So it's not going to be free, but that's so far in the future. We don't need to concern ourselves with that right now. For now, you know, for our lifetimes, no computer can create gold. No computer can create nickel, tungsten, magnesium, right? None of it. Okay. But they can create cognition, and they can do so very cheaply. In fact, NVIDIA just announced a new model of DeepSeek R1, which is called DeepSeek R1 FP4. That means floating point 4. It's an 8-bit quantized model designed to run on Blackwell architecture, which is the new NVIDIA chip architecture. And it achieves a 20x performance increase on the token output of DeepSeek R1 when you're running on NVIDIA chips. 20x. So you get 20x more output, that is more tokens per second, with the same reasoning, everything, for the exact same cost. It doesn't cost you any more electricity. It doesn't cost you any more microchips. It doesn't cost you another data center, etc. You get 20x more output as of freaking today. Okay? So this is what I say. This is what I'm talking about. I say the cost of cognition is going to approach zero. Now, why does this matter? And what does this have to do with money? Well, you see, money, I'm going to use money and currency interchangeably, even though the dollar technically is not money. Most people think of it as money. But money is supposed to be a representation of value, a unit of exchange, and also a store of value. Now, the dollar is not storing value, so it doesn't qualify there, but that's a different podcast. But as a representation of value, I ask you this question. What does the dollar in commerce, what does it normally or historically, what was it actually representing? And the answer may be surprising. The dollar was representing either human thinking or human labor. So it was really a marker or a proxy for cognition and muscle power. So almost everything that you bought up until now, whether it was goods or services or ideas, or you purchased, you know, music or whatever, was a result of human cognition or human labor. Even strawberries, it's a result of human labor and human cognition. You know, somebody has to plan the crops, right? And if you bought anything with dollars, it was a result of human effort. And human effort, even augmented with tractors, for example, in agriculture, but it still came back to a human being that had to drive the tractor, let's say, or plan the crops, or you know, whatever the case may be. And the measure of GDP was a measure of how much money was changing hands between parties in exchange for human cognition and human labor, either directly or indirectly. You know, everything was a derivative of human cognition and human labor. So the dollar actually only has meaning in a world where human cognition has value. You know, if you go to an attorney and the attorney bills you $300 an hour, what is he actually billing you for? He's billing you for his brain time. He's billing you for his cognition and also his knowledge base in order to answer a question or write a document or write up a lawsuit, whatever. Well, what happens when everything that attorney knows and everything that attorney can do can be produced and answered by a reasoning AI model for one penny instead of $300 an hour? And I dare say that day is here right now. That has already happened. So attorneys using cognition, because many attorneys are very much on the brighter side of the human IQ spectrum, they are about to find that the value of their cognition is almost nothing. And a similar thing will be happening with engineers and architects and teachers and doctors, for sure. We're going to see almost a complete replacement of human doctors with AI avatars and eventually even surgeons as the AI robots take over. But the point is, AI cognition makes human cognition valueless, which drives the price of human cognition down toward zero. So if I'm using dollars to buy cognition, essentially, what happens when the value of the cognition goes to zero? Well, then the currency doesn't mean anything. You see what I'm saying? You no longer need the currency to achieve the things that you used to need currency to do. In other words, dollar demand was based on the idea that I needed dollars to pay the attorney or to pay the doctor for services rendered. Well, when I have a supercomputer reasoning engine on my desk, which I actually do have, it's just an NVIDIA GeForce card in a tower computer system that just plugs into a regular outlet, I don't need dollars to engage in that exchange anymore, because I don't pay the AI engine dollars, do I? I just give it a prompt, and then it kicks out the answer, and no dollars are needed for that exchange of value. Well, there's really no exchange. I mean, it's the engine produces the value that I need. I need answers, or I need a letter written, or whatever. I need a lawsuit written, let's say, and that is produced for essentially free. I mean, the cost of a few watt hours, not even watt hours, let's say watt minutes, W-A-T-T, like electricity, watt minutes of electricity, okay? So if I'm paying 10 cents per kilowatt hour for electricity, then the amount of time that it takes a reasoning model running at, let's say, 500 watts during its thinking time, right? It might take a few minutes to produce an answer that would cost, let's say, one penny of electricity versus $300 to $900 for an attorney to do the same thing. So now I've taken a process that used to involve human cognition that might have cost hundreds of dollars, and I've reduced that process to one penny worth of electricity, and no dollars were traded in this process. You see what I mean? So the dollar becomes pointless. You won't need dollars to achieve these kinds of things. And thus the demand for dollars and the velocity of money, as it's called in classical economics, really begins to plummet in this kind of environment as AI is taking over, because we don't need dollars to solve these problems, and we don't pay dollars. We don't need attorneys. We don't need, you know, whatever, mental health counselors, you know, psychiatrists. They're just going to be avatars. Or you'll just do it on your own desktop using AI models like the one that I'm building, which is called Enoch, and you can download it for free when it's available in March at Brighteon.ai if you want to check it out. It's a free open source model. And actually, we're going to release a lot of models this year that are domain adaptation alterations of underlying base models, many different base models that we'll be building on top of. All right, so that's the cognition side of this. On the labor side, a similar thing will happen with AI robots. You know, you'll see human labor, the value of human labor will plummet as AI robots achieve economies of scale and automation and behavior models that NVIDIA has, world simulators and so on. You're going to have robots that can do everything. They can sweep floors, they can function as fulfillment center robots. They can replace humans in driving trucks. They'll replace humans in almost everything you can imagine, right? Manufacturing, agriculture, telecommunications, military, you name it, right? Okay, so then what does the dollar mean in this environment? The dollar doesn't mean much of anything, and the GDP doesn't mean anything, because the GDP no longer reflects the value that's being added to society when the velocity of money that's changing hands plummets, because money is not needed to achieve the things that people want or that they need. You know, instead of, let's say, buying tomatoes at the grocery store, and which would be a GDP event involving dollars, the person who owns a robot, which most people will eventually own a humanoid robot, and they'll have a monthly payment on it, like a house or a car payment, let's say. But that robot will earn back its payment because you'll be able to tell it, hey, it's springtime, go plant a bunch of tomato plants and grow tomatoes and grow okra or whatever, and it's going to produce food for you. So you're going to have electricity going into the robot, obviously, to recharge its batteries. The electricity gets converted into food. Nowhere in that process are there dollars needed. You see what I'm saying? There are many, many other examples of this, where the robot will be able to fix your car. Oh, the alternator went bad. Hey, robot, replace the alternator on my Ford or whatever. So you're not taking it to a garage. You're not paying a mechanic. You're not even paying your robot. The robot's just doing it for you. So all this added value in the economy does not need dollars or yen or euros or pounds or yuan or rubles or anything. Okay, that's where we're going. So fiat currency, which is based on nothing but faith, because it's not backed by anything, will no longer be needed in an increasing number of transactions that are desired by human beings to add quality to their lives. The things that people want, you know, food or counseling or medical advice or attorney advice or home repair, all those things will be achieved without using currency. I mean, there's the biggest part of your answer right there. No dollars necessary. So, dollars being backed by nothing, they will not hold their value when there is a drop in demand for dollars. Who needs dollars? Who's going to even, you know, use dollars when in this environment? I mean, sure, you might use digital dollars to pay your electricity bill. I get that. And to pay your home mortgage, you know, there'll still be some uses for it, but the overall use cases will plummet. So that means that the stability of the dollar as a store of value, which is one of the properties of money, the stability of the dollar will not be trustworthy. It won't really extend out into the future. And thus, the very thing that money is supposed to do, it will fail to do as AI takes over society. And that means that in order for there to be stability in the money system, whatever that system is, it has to be backed by something that cannot be replaced by AI, something that cannot be counterfeited by AI. So I said earlier that AI can counterfeit cognition, and I think that's a good term for that. Yes, it can counterfeit cognition. AI can counterfeit human labor, and maybe counterfeit's not the right word. It can mimic human labor. It can replace human labor. It can replace human cognition. Yeah, counterfeit's probably not the right word because it's not really fake. It's real cognition. It's real labor. You know, the robot really is growing your tomatoes and repairing your car and changing the oil on your car. I mean, you know, nobody's going to take their car to an oil change place because the robot's just going to do it. I mean, changing oil is not that hard anyway. It's just messy. I have yet to change the oil on my diesel engines without getting oil on me, you know? So it's just a pain, right? But it's not hard. So this is why the monetary systems are going to be backed by the table of elements. And when you look at the table of elements and you think about, well, what are the elements that have practical capabilities or properties that would make them good for money or to back a monetary system? Interrupting myself here, I want to respond to some people who kind of, they're not thinking very much when they say, well, how do we know that gold won't be discovered on an asteroid? Just an entire asteroid, nothing but gold, a golden nugget in space, a space nugget. And the answer is very simple. It would cost more to go get it and mine it and bring it back to Earth than it would cost to just mine it on Earth. So there's your answer. And that's true for all minerals that we know of. Would you go mine nickel on an asteroid? Really? Would you pay for all the spacecraft and the launch and like drilling for nickel in spacesuits? And how much would you have to pay people and train people? You have to have like freaking astronaut drilling experts. Are you kidding me? It'd be the most expensive nickel in the universe, or the most expensive gold in the universe. So it's always cheaper to mine it on Earth. If you don't have to leave the gravity well of Earth, it's going to be much cheaper. So there's no situation in which a giant space nugget shows up and suddenly floods Earth's, you know, gold supply. And besides, there are no space nuggets made of gold. They do not exist like that. If anything, gold would be a tiny, tiny, like little flecks of gold in a giant space rock. Just like you mine for gold on Earth, you have to go through tons and tons and tons of rock to get a few little flakes, a few little nuggets of gold. It's not even 1% gold, you know, the Earth that you're moving. Same thing with space rocks. You're not going to find a space rock, a nugget that's 1% gold, not even close. You might find one that's like 0.1% gold on a good day. And secondly, as you understand everything I'm saying here about the transition of money away from currency and into commodities-backed systems, which could still be a new currency, but it's backed by commodities, then obviously the right answer to the question of, hey, how do I protect my wealth during this transition? The right answer is to, well, move out of fiat currencies and into commodities or commodity currencies. And right now there are no commodity currencies. Those are coming. So you can move into commodities. So how do you do that? Well, you can buy gold and silver, number one, that's easy. Or you could own a nickel mine or something. You know, yeah, the point is that the commodities will have real value, lasting value. Same thing with oil for a period of time. You know, at some point, oil is going to lose a lot of its value because of the emergence of, let's say, hot fusion and cold fusion technologies. But we are not there yet. We're not there. And minerals like cobalt will always have value as cobalt. You know, cobalt's used in electric vehicles and lithium batteries and all that stuff. Without cobalt, you can't do the chemistry. So again, you're always going to need these commodities. Now, if gold and silver are right for you, then consider our sponsor, the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company at metalswithmike.com. They're honest brokers, second generation family business, but also a very large business. Their sister company is the wholesale provider to many of the gold and silver retailers in this entire industry, many of the influencers. They get their gold and silver from this company. They've got vaulting services. They've got IRS-approved IRA accounts, based on gold and silver. They can help you set those up for your benefit, etc. So metalswithmike.com, very competitive pricing. They can get physical gold and silver into your hands where it really, really matters. I mean, having it in your possession, that is ownership. That is control. And the next best thing is to have it vaulted somewhere where you still have legal ownership of it, but somebody else is guarding it. You know, somebody else is doing the inventories and the safekeeping, etc. But it's still legally your gold. However, I really encourage you, if you can have physical gold and silver in your hands, in your possession, that is the ideal form. And gold and silver will have value for a long time to come. And you'll be able to trade gold for any new currency. You'll be able to trade gold or silver for food, for land, for businesses, whatever the case may be. Now, granted, you know, a few decades later, I hope that there's technology to carry around megawatt hours of electricity in a small portable device, and then that would be the new currency. Until then, it's probably going to be gold and silver, is my guess. That's my best analysis. So getting your hands on gold and silver can make a lot of sense. Just, you know, be smart about it. Do your own research, obviously. Get your own financial advice. And I'm not in any way saying that gold is going to go to the moon, or I'm not encouraging speculation at all. I'm encouraging asset savings or asset protection using gold and silver. And they are going to be, I think, the best at achieving this, at least in our lifetimes. So the more AI takes over, the more rapid the accelerated collapse of fiat currencies, and the more value gold and silver are going to have over the long run. I mean, prices will, they'll spike and they'll fall, you know, they'll bounce around up and down, but the long-term trend is very clear. Gold and silver will tend to hold value and hold purchasing power. And again, that web address is metalswithmike.com. Now, copper will have value. Copper wiring will have value. And anytime that there's a data center being constructed, they're going to need copper. Anytime there's electrical infrastructure going in, they're going to need copper. They're going to need aluminum. They're going to need other metals. I mean, think about it right now in Texas. President Trump already announced $500 billion in infrastructure investment into AI data centers. And of course, that includes, you know, GPUs and the servers and everything, but it includes a lot of copper, a lot of aluminum, a lot of concrete, a lot of buildings and the metal for the buildings. And then Apple announced $500 billion. I mean, another $500 billion. So now we have $1 trillion in investment announced just for the state of Texas. Imagine. That's a lot of money going into a lot of minerals to, you know, produce a lot of wire and a lot of data centers. And then those data centers are going to be monster AI centers that are going to be put to use doing all the cognition that's going to build tomorrow's advanced materials and, you know, exotic spacecraft and weapon systems and actually self-improving AI for that matter. This is a game changer for the future of our world. Gold and silver, I believe, will hold value through all this. Dollars, not so much. So, you know, do your research and choose wisely. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. And, you know, download our AI model. It's free of charge when it's available, coming in March, at Brighteon.ai. Free open source, distributed knowledge, built on an incredible data set of human knowledge that's just the best in the world. Nobody's got a data set like ours that it's trained on reality-based information. We've trained it on the truth about genders, i.e. there are only two. You know, we've trained it on the truth about herbs and natural medicine versus, you know, pharmaceuticals and psychiatric drugs and jabs and everything else. So it's going to be a really amazing engine. Can't wait for you to get your hands on it. That's at Brighteon.ai. You can sign up there with your email address to be alerted when we release it. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams of Brighteon.com. Now at healthrangerstore.com, we have the matcha superfood formula to make an instant matcha tea loaded with superfoods. Check out the ingredients. I've got it on my screen here. Here it is, matcha superfood latte. And if you go down to the ingredients here, you'll see something pretty amazing. Not only is it made with this delicious coconut milk powder and the matcha powder, all laboratory tested, as you can see, all certified organic here, but we put in some chlorella and spirulina powder, and it's sweetened with monk fruit extract powder, but it's got functional mushrooms in here, reishi, shiitake, and so on, cordyceps. So this has this incredible combination, including lion's mane, that's my favorite, this incredible combination of microalgae superfood as well as matcha, which has all of its own amazing benefits, plus the functional mushrooms. This is available right now, healthrangerstore.com. And show my desk. I want to give our audience a look. We've also got our amazing instant mashed potatoes, the cheesy, creamy, buttery mashed potatoes in the number 10 cans. And then if you want to beat the tariffs that may be coming on Manuka honey from Australia and goji berries from the Tibet regions of China, the high elevation, clean regions, you need to get them now. We've got the goji berries, laboratory tested, of course. We've got the Manuka honey, which is certified with the high bioactives in the honey. There's a lot of counterfeit Manuka honey out there. This is the real deal, certified in several different ways and laboratory tested. You can find all that at healthrangerstore.com. And then I want to show you one other thing that's really useful this time of year. We've got this. A lot of people don't even know about it. It's called the Organic Daily Immune Complex Blend. 2 ounces, super potent blend. Let me show you some of the ingredients that you will find in this because it'll blow your mind. It's a spagyric maitake mushroom extract with shiitake and echinacea root extract together. And it's part ethanol and it's part water. So, you know, it's that combination that does a better extraction from the functional mushrooms here. So functional mushrooms plus echinacea in a laboratory tested certified organic format. Again, the Organic Daily Immune Complex Blend, 2 fluid ounces, available now, healthrangerstore.com. We've got hundreds of products for your health, for your kitchen, for your home, for preparedness, and so much more. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com and know that every purchase there helps support our platform and our work to give back to humanity for freedom, health, and happiness. And thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.